At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
The Lone Star State.
Wow. I don't know that everybody loves the Astros now.
In Houston and in Texas,
this is a football town. Yeah, I think you know that. Today, it's very baseball. Today, it is, holy crap, our team will do anything. And you know what? I'm okay with it. Richard Justice is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Richie.
Hey, boys. Yeah, holy crap.
How about the Houston Patriots?
Yeah. Well, it's important to remember this, and I'm not defending it because there's video out there. It's clear as day. And there was an American League West team has been saying for years what they were doing, not only what they were doing, but how they were doing it, banging on the trash can. There's a Twitter account called John Boy, JOMBOY. Mm-hmm. He's got video. Now, I will say this. When there's a big crowd there, I think it's much harder to do this. And also, it's important to remember that after the 2017 season, the commissioner ordered all the cameras out, foul pole to foul pole. Now, if he found out that in 18 or 19, there were cameras, the Astros had cameras in the outfield, you know, and they also, MLB also stationed somebody beside the monitor in the replay room. And if they find out that they were cheating in 18 or 19, all hell's going to break loose because after 17, you notice at Yankee Stadium, Brian McCann was basically walking the signal to the mound every pitch. I mean, this led to the mound visit limit because
McCann was?
Wow.
Yeah, McCann was doing?
Yeah, he was convinced that the Yankees were doing it too. And the story does make clear that it's a widespread problem. And one of the commissioner's interests is, it slows the game down when you have to change the signs all the time. And also, it's going to get expensive. If, say, the Tampa Bay Rays can't afford to spend millions of dollars putting cameras over their ballpark, that puts them at a competitive disadvantage. But it is a big problem. And are the Astros guilty of it? Oh, they're 100% guilty of it.
Yeah. But how hard does...
Like, this has been going on. Like, I was close friends with Frank Robinson. Frank could look at a guy and tip pitches, you know, and that's all within the rules mm-hmm. of the game. Andrew Friedman, I'm at the GM meetings in Scottsdale. Andrew Friedman of the Dodgers said yesterday, he said, I don't want to sound like sour grapes, but after that World Series game, whatever it was, he goes, we had a guy, we went back and looked at Yu Darvish. The theory had been in game, was it game seven?
Yeah, Darvish the tip pitches.
Was tipping his pitches. He goes, we're pretty convinced he was not tipping his pitches, but that was a road game, so I don't know how you would think he was guilty of
something. How hard does Manfred have to come down on the Astros?
Well, these are two separate incidents, and the one thing I said to Luno yesterday, I said, do you feel like everything you've done is going to be tainted? And he said, ultimately, I think the story that's going to be written is we have great players and a great manager, and this is a great run in the history. He goes, but right now you do feel a little bit under siege, but you bring this on yourself. Now you got to be very careful. Like yesterday, every team was very cautious to criticize because, you know, mm-hmm. everybody's looking for an edge. It's just that right now in the Brandon Taubman incident, the Astros get everything they deserve because they brought that on themselves and they reacted very poorly to it. I mean, they reacted, they embarrassed themselves with their reaction to it. This is something else. This is something that everybody's got to be careful. There's a famous story about George Steinbrenner calling the Yankees dugout in Anaheim one night and saying, do you know that their pitcher is cheating? Everybody knows it. Our TV announcers know it. And I want you to go out there and have the guy undressed on the mound. And he goes, well, George, the only thing is this guy learned to cheat. Our guy taught him.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, like I said, my whole thing is, if you're like my old producer at the other radio station, he's a younger guy. He's in his 20s still, and he just said he was from a generation where they just didn't care. He didn't care about steroids. He's like, whatever it takes to do it, I don't care. I don't care that other people use steroids. I don't care that my players, we should all use steroids. It doesn't matter. So I my guess is he won't care about this either. If you're consistent, I don't have a problem, but you can't be upset about steroids in baseball. You can't be upset about the New England Patriots and the advantages that they gain and then give your own team a pass. I'm just not going to do it because I don't feel like it's right. With that said, you know, I thought last year was the first time where I thought, boy, this is strange. The Red Sox are caught on tape cheating right. with grip in the playoffs. And when it was brought to AJ's attention, because we in the media and the fans thought, oh, my God, look at – well, maybe not the media. You guys, if you're baseball media, maybe you probably know a little bit more than we do. But I remember as a fan thinking, holy crap, what are you going to do about this baseball? Somebody needs to tell the Astros this. And AJ was asking, he's like, well, we're not going to get worried with all that stuff. We're just going to go out and play the best baseball we can. And I kept thinking, boy, this response makes me think, why wasn't he responding differently? And then a video comes out of the Astros doing the exact same thing
right.
for grip on the baseball.
Well, the Red Sox were fined for having a signal through an Apple Watch.
Yes.
Now, what I've listened to in the banging, man, it comes very late. And if you've got a big crowd, you can't hear it. So if you're dependent on that, you're going down a board. You know, apparently it started because one player was in a slump, and what can we do to help this guy and all of that, you know. So,
well, it's no wonder the Astros didn't hit when, you know, the crowd in big situations because the crowd was too loud to hear the banging. Shut up, everybody. Yeah.
Shut up.
Offense on the field. It's got to be like football now.
I'd be interested to know how many players don't want it. Like, a lot of guys don't want it. I'm pretty sure George Springer is one of the guys like, hey, don't tell me, see ball, hit ball. There's banging when Altuve's at bat, but he's a reaction guy. So, you know, it's interesting, boy. I was watching GMs walk by Luno surrounded in the middle of the storm yesterday, and I bet they were all thinking, yeah, you got what you deserve, buddy.
Yep. And I would imagine all those, no, unless they're doing it too, like you said, this is probably widespread. It's probably widespread. Yeah, there's stuff going on. Everybody's doing
it. Hey, let's remember how the Astros, how we were introduced to this version of the Astros and Jeff Luhnow. Freaking espionage from his former team, the Cardinals, and jail time came about because
he did prison time.
Somebody broke into a system they hacked in.
It was a really comfortable prison, but it was still.
But remember this, the Cardinals would always say privately, here's what's going to happen after this. Our guy may go to jail, but your guy's going to get fired. Meaning the Cardinals were convinced he did do what they said he did. He did take proprietary information. It's just a new, the technology, the cameras that are the size of your finger and the watches and the data and everything, it's in so much of the scouting reports, computerized. It's a new era.
Richie, this toxic thing that Jeff Passan is talking about, so many guys leaving the org. Jeff Luhnow can't hold on to guys taking, and now so a lot of guys move up because they want to do things, you know, they want to learn how the Astros, and rightfully so, Astros assistants to Jeff Luhnow move up, and they deserve to because he wins, but so many guys that just are leaving because of the organization. Is this a win at all costs? It doesn't matter what happens, we got to win organization?
You do hear that. Now, some of the guys that have left, I've gone to them, and I've said, is it a miserable work environment there? And we talk about culture. Now, the culture, I want everybody to know, the culture from A.J. Hinch down is as good as I've ever been around. But you do hear it's a bad work environment upstairs. And I've had guys, including some that are GMs with other teams now, say, that's just not true. I mean, we work hard. We work long hours. But you do hear that again and again, that there's a culture of fear up there. They don't pay guys well. But that's all from, you know, that it's just not a happy work environment. And Jeff Luhnow's been asked about that again and again. He says, it's just not true. I don't know that in the commissioner's review of the Taubman incident, like, you would ask this, how did this guy keep getting promoted? How did he keep getting so many responsibilities of such a bad guy? Or did on a night of a clubhouse celebration, he have some champagne and make a mistake that ended his career, or behaved in a way that ended his career. That's all beyond me that I don't know. But you do hear, like one guy told me, they all hate each other up there. It's a tough environment, and the pressure, Luno's pressure, he's very secretive. And, you know, does this sound like Belichick, Lance? He's very secretive, and he is obsessed. He's obsessed about what's the next frontier. Mm-hmm. What new idea are we missing? They bring in all these interns, these new people, to challenge us. What are we missing? What do we not know? All these things. They have people on retainer at MIT and all. What do we need to know now that we don't need? Know now, and that's a pressure. You know, they do not let the coaches. I think they're the only team that they don't let the coaches speak to the media because they're afraid the coaches, just in conversation, will give away a proprietary secret or something like that.
Yeah, Georgia's like that. Alabama's like that.
It does lead. It leads to an environment like Joe Espada almost got the Giants manager's job yesterday. He finished second, I guess, and he. You walk past him, and he looks at the ground, "Okay, buddy."
Getting to the point that you're talking about, we've talked about before that players are wired. The all-time greats are wired a completely different way. We call it the a-hole gene a lot of times, where Michael Jordan, some of these guys are. But I think there's another element for the guys who don't play the game, but who build the teams and sometimes manage the teams or whatever the case could be. Their competitive nature is such that they have something within them that they just cannot, if there is an advantage to be had, they have to find it. And I think they're willing to blur right and wrong. They can do whatever they need to in their own mind if they need to make that distinction so that they can go out there and have those advantages. Bill Belichick for sure is one of those guys. We know Jeff Leno may be one of those guys. Maybe AJ Hinch is. Maybe I think there are plenty of guys who are like that, but then there are others who just say, it's not important enough for me to do something that I think isn't right.
My integrity.
So there is a big distinction, I think, between certain people in all sports.
All right, Richie, we're going to have to cut it here. Thanks for getting up and doing this with us. We appreciate it. This is a wild time. You know what? I'm okay with the Houston Patriots, if you want to know the truth. Let's win.
And the only thing I want to say is, still, from the manager down, this is the best I've ever dealt with. I love those guys.
Yeah.
And they're not going to... I'm still going to enjoy watching them play.
Absolutely. Richie, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
There's Richard Justice right here on ESPN 97.5.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.